This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The long-running deportation battle over activist Jeanette Vizguerra will take a little longer. A federal court judge has delayed a hearing on her detention for about a month. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Vizguerra made national headlines when she avoided deportation by living in a Denver church in the first Trump administration. A few weeks ago, ICE agents detained her again for removal. Her attorneys challenged her detention in federal court. On Friday, they asked for more time after learning that ICE agents told Vizguerra when they detained her that, quote, "We finally got you." Vizguerra's attorneys argued that targeting her in that way violates her right to free speech. So her attorneys will file a new petition, and the government will have until late next month to respond. In the meantime, Vizguerra remains in immigration detention in Aurora. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado's state treasurer Dave Young, a Democrat, is speaking out against potential deep Medicaid cuts from the Republican Congress. Here's CPR health reporter John Dale.
Medicaid covers seniors, disabled people, pregnant mothers, and working-class families. One enrollee is Young's sister, Dorothy. She has significant cognitive and behavioral disabilities and lives in a group home in Pueblo West. Young says the program is a lifeline.
Her needs are so tremendous. The ability for us to deliver life-sustaining care for her far outstrips our abilities. Even if we quit our jobs, we just don't have the capacity to do this.
House Republicans voted for a budget resolution that would lead to deep cuts in the program. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Springs, Sawatch, and La Junta will see elevated fire danger this afternoon through tomorrow evening. The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings for gusty winds and low humidity. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.